You're listening to an Eavesdrop podcast with Kaylee, Nale and Shan. Stay tuned for the following episode right here with the Eaves.
Action. Welcome to Eavesdrop podcast. You're here with Stormy.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what your kid's name is.
Mason.
Penelope. Isn't Penelope such an old name?
Northwest. That's also
Northwest,
yeah.
Chicago, and Saint.
AKA Kaylee, Nale, Shan on a Wednesday.
I did not contour enough.
I look proper neck. I look proper redneck in this.
Yeah, I'm like, where's your skateboard and like your 440?
AK-47. What's and 440? The roadkill I hit.
I think 440 is a beer. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's like a size. Anyway, where's your beer?
Beer on a Wednesday afternoon.
It's
Tuesday.
But this will be airing on Wednesday. So.
Yeah, so happy Youth Day.
Oh yay! Shit. Yes. What do you guys think of Youth Day?
I feel like we kind of just forget about it.
I feel like it's not as important.
Impactful.
I just feel like all other public holidays in South Africa, it's just a reason for us to drink.
Mm.
Yes, we know. Like, yes, I feel like people still know that it's a holiday because all those students died.
Fighting for their rights.
Vibes, you know.
Nkosi Johnson didn't die in a protest.
Hector Peterson.
That's the AIDS kid.
Wow.
Yes. So sorry. Hector Peterson vibes. Do you know that? Like, we know that. I don't even know that properly. Do you know what I mean?
I did a school project on
Nkosi Johnson.
Mm.
Me too.
And Gail Johnson exploiting him.
What?
Don't you think she exploited him?
The person that adopted her. Him.
Him, yeah. I mean...
Okay, tell us more.
Milk a cow until he's dry.
Well, obviously, this is not what I thought when I was a kid.
Because
It's not like I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think I watched some program documentary interview after he had passed that someone did. And I just got that vibe from her. Mm-hmm. She just, it was like she hit gold with him almost. And she exploited him and made him do those talks, because remember he would go around, he would tour and like give motivational talks about living with HIV and stuff, right?
Yes.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
That was his whole
name in my speech.
Okay. No, that was his whole thing, was like he was HIV positive and living with HIV and blah blah blah, and she would they would do these tours at schools and he would speak about it and stuff like that. So I just feel like I just got that vibe from her that she
was like cha-ching.
But it's almost like the mother for Gypsy Rose.
Right.
Who's Gypsy Rose?
Gypsy Rose was, she's in prison still now, but when she was born, her mum decided that she had all these ailments and she was so disabled that she couldn't.
Her mum had some kind of mental illness.
Yeah, the mum was mentally ill, but she also used to exploit everyone's kindness and money through her daughter. So, you know, like, my daughter has this, she can't walk, she can't talk properly, she has the mind.
So she would, like, basically drag her child into, like,
to make everyone believe
to make her believe that she was sick. Yeah,
but there was nothing wrong with this girl.
There was nothing.
And they both, and eventually when Gypsy found out, she killed her mother with her boyfriend.
Yeah, they plotted to kill her. And they ran away, yeah. So her mom would like keep her head shaven so she looked like
a cancer
patient. And she had to stay in a wheelchair all the time. Her mom would like push her around and blah blah blah. And people would donate trips and send money and open these like charities and stuff, raise money for her. Someone had their whole house like refurnished and like renovated so that a wheelchair could like go up the stairs and blah 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 blah, all to find out it was like the biggest fucking hoax.
It was such a scam. But the thing is that Gypsy found out for herself, I think, that anytime they went to the doctor, like, It wasn't what the doctor said.
Mm.
So when she figured it out, her and her boyfriend were planning on like
Running away,
but they wanted to kill the mother.
Because her mom would never let her go anywhere without her.
Yeah.
She was always like...
First of all, I just found out that Nkosi Johnson was adopted. Which makes sense.
Yes, Gail Johnson was his adoptive mother.
Which
that's how he got.
Has a Johnson, that's how. Johnson.
I'm not related.
That's the.
Oh my gosh!
Anyway.
I just remember
that
this like
fiery
red haired woman. Remember she had red hair and it was long and she was always like chain smoking and she had these glasses.
Uh-huh.
I'll always like remember what she looks like.
I just said his name in a speech because I was giving a speech about AIDS and you know Nkosi Johnson was the spokesperson
like the poster child
for, like AIDS. Shame he died and everything.
He did.
Very young. And then yeah, Gail, what? No, fuck Gail. This gypsy kid, though, that's a whole other thing.
Watch Bailey's story.
I was thinking, like, I was at home and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be such an obsessive mother. Accept that about me.
Yeah, but her mom, like, yeah, her mom definitely had some kind of mental illness. Because apparently, Gypsy's father was much younger than her. They were like 10 years apart or something. Mm-hmm. So he was like really young and then she fell pregnant. They were just in a relationship and she fell pregnant with this child. Mm-hmm. Like
and
she was already much
she
older.
Even kept the baby daddy away from mm-hmm. Gypsy. Like he wasn't allowed to come visit. He wasn't allowed to see her.
Yep.
Go YouTube it.
Yeah, it's
but
so interesting. Yeah. It's.
Oh my gosh. That is traumatic. Okay, moving on.
I need to catch up with Bailey speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
I had...
I've been watching her podcasts.
Oh yeah.
It just it's still good, but it just doesn't have that zing.
Like that her videos have.
Yes.
I haven't listened to it. I don't want to ruin it for myself. Like I feel like I just want to watch her do videos and that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. That's what I'm saying. I only watched the one because it wasn't that great. So I'm like. I mean, it's not that it wasn't great. It's just, it's not her Monday episode.
Right. She just blew up out of nowhere. Three million
people. Be?
Me?
Oh.
Like a cool mom.
I felt like that was like a strictness right there.
My family seems to think that I'll be the mom who just would let her kids do whatever they want. No boundaries, nothing off limits, no discipline.
I feel like you're going to be a very turtle. This is the line.
Cutthroat.
Firm,
yeah.
But not like my mother.
And I wonder, it could literally go either way. Like, depending on how old I am, I'd be like, let these little
things
run around.
They are as well. Like, I feel like when my kid is in their 20s, I want to be their bestie.
No, Nali.
Why can't
it's not
going to
work
bestie?
Out.
But like, when you're a child, we're not going to be besties. I'm going to be your mom. But when you're 20, like, you think you the shit.
I never want to be my child's friend. I think there needs to be like a, not, maybe that sounds wrong.
There needs to be a respect boundary.
There needs to be a clear boundary.
Yeah.
Yes, I do want to have open conversation with my children. I want them to be able to come to me with whatever, however
you can't
uncomfortable.
Have it both ways.
Yes, I can.
You can't.
I'm
babe.
Your mother.
Babes, you can't have it both ways. Because it's either you're a mother and you give lectures and you discipline and you make me brush
my
teeth and whatnot, or you're my OG. It doesn't work both ways. You can't have it both ways.
Why?
Because now, okay, let's say I have a situation. Mom. And I come to you with my situation. If you're my mom, you're going to be like, you're going to be freaking the fuck out. Okay? Let's say, hypothetically, I'm pregnant and I'm 19, okay? You're going to be freaking the fuck out.
Maybe
you're like,
on the inside.
This fucking girl's been having sex when she's supposed to be in college and shit, okay?
No, I'm not going to do that.
It just got real. I don't want to answer this question because I honestly don't know.
I'm not going to do that.
You think you're not going to do that? Oh, what are you going to do? Throw me a baby shower?
Yes,
you're like,
I
oh
will.
My gosh!
A supportive mother would.
Okay, what's your reaction in that
Here's
situation?
Here's my thing. With a lot of when that happens, okay, yes, am I going to be shocked? Yes, am I going to have some little bit of disappointment? Of course, 100%. The fact of the matter is, how are we going to fix this little situation? I don't believe in abortion. I'll put it out there and say that much. I don't believe in that. This is now my grandchild, and we're gonna figure that out.
I think if I had to give you an example of how I wish to be as a parent, there's a story that I think either my pastor or someone always used to tell, and it was about how this dad was the judge for the town, like the most respected, highest magistrates court judge, and he had a somewhat pretty reckless son, and the one day the son just got to a point where he had racked up so many speeding tickets that he now had to be taken into court, and the judge was the father. As a judge, the father gave his ruling, and he's like, this is how much you owe, you need to do community service, X, Y, and Z, da, da, da. And the kid's just sitting there like, but dad, like, it's me. And he's like, you're not going to learn anything until...
if I cushion every blow.
If I cushion every blow. But, and then he, like, he stands up, he takes off his...
his judge cloak.
Yeah, his cloak.
He comes down, he writes a check, and he's like, but remember one thing, up there... I am the judge of this town and I need to be fair, but down here I am still your father. So we will work this out.
I like that.
Any way that we need to.
I think we're all aiming to be what we feel like we lacked from our mothers.
Yes.
But also, I think we were all raised in like strict households to an extent, so you understand the necessity of discipline. Like, that's why I'm like, obviously, when they like 5 and 12 and 16, I can't be their friend.
Yeah.
And I was at a baby shower, and this chick has like such a soft voice. Like, she's such a soft human. And her sisters
were
like,
this shit ain't gonna work. Like, envious of people like that.
But they're like, this shit ain't gonna work with your kids, eh? Like, you need to like find some bass in your voice type of thing.
Some woomer.
Why like, would you be envious of it?
Because I'm so loud. I laugh.
Because
loud,
we hear our voices
loud.
And we just hear, this is what I think I sound like. Yo, this is what I think I sound like.
No, no, no. When people who speak soft speak.
Like Mishka.
Soft spoken.
To me, I'm just like, oh my God, get it out. Like, what are you trying?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I can listen to them, but in my head, I'm like, can you hurry up? Can you? It's so bad, but like, at the same time, I'm so loud. You need to calm down a little. Take it down like four notches, you know?
I don't know.
Oops.
I think you got a good voice for a disciplinary.
I think so too. I don't think you're loud or quiet.
You can tell me, lovey.
I'm being serious. I don't think you are either or. You're like, right, smacks it.
In the middle, slapdash.
In the middle,
she loves you.
She does. I love it too.
I love that.
I don't know. I think my bass is like super. I mean, my voice is like super deep.
No, it isn't.
To me, like, you guys don't understand.
You're a true falsetto. You're up there, honey.
Nelly, your voice.
I send voice notes to YFM, and as soon as I can hear they playing it, I turn it off because I'm like.
What do you say? Voice notes?
Whatever.
About
like, remember the one time I won lunch money?
Mm.
Yeah.
No.
They were like, they have this show, and then you have to guess what they're eating. And nobody could guess it. And I was like, guys, this is so, like, obvious. They were having, you can get it with rice, or samp, or pap. You can get it at Taxi Rank. You can get variety of meats, and it comes with, like, side salads. Like, the proper name of it is a plate. You're getting a plate of food.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you're having curry, you're having steak. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you bougie ass bitches. This thing is called a plate. You know what I mean?
A then plate.
They call me, they e-wallet me the money.
How much
like,
do they send you for lunch?
R100.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Decent, huh?
It's decent.
Look at me.
Cool.
At your bawling lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. Oof. But those days I never had to buy my own lunch because I had a lunch party. Boys bought me lunch.
You had a lunch buddy?
Yeah. Okay. He worked at Dior.
Oh.
We always had lunch.
Like, please don't say another person's name. Okay.
We've already gone past that. She's already said a couple of names, so.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Shout out home girl.
No, Nelly. Like, I was listening last night. I was like, Kelsey's like, what are you doing while I was editing? Because I needed to go back a few times, replay it and whatever. She's like, what are you doing? No, I'm like, Nally made the biggest fuck up ever. She wants to get us sued for real for defamation of character. So I was like, just editing this out. She's like, I just why are you I editing don't trust now?
That whole.
Yes, but we all mentioned names of
exactly.
Person. And you know what, guys? You know what? I was on our anchor thing, okay? We have an estimation of 4 listeners. I feel like I can say whatever I want, okay? Because I know who those listeners are. It's your auntie, my brother, maybe Trav. I don't know, does Trav listen?
Well, I listen a lot, so yeah. I'm probably one
Shanice
of them.
And me, or you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But
so,
did you trust you,
ho.
Did you see how much lessons we have, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All over the world.
I think the estimation is just per episode. Because that changes all the time.
It varies quite a bit.
Oh.
Like so it's average. Just for like the current episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So obviously if only 4 people listen, then it's like that.
But our Linktree stats are looking pretty good.
Mm. Oh, guys, yesterday I heard gossip.
About the podcast?
No, about Edgar's Eastgate.
Okay. Do you know what I was asking my sister? When last did you see Edgar's advert?
They don't do them anymore.
Yeah.
They don't have budget anymore.
I don't think so. But it's probably because of the new owners. I'm like...
Yes, yeah. And it's gossip.
You know Gupta?
Yeah.
The security manager.
Yes.
Was following him around. He was following him, like trailing him. Yeah. You know, on some Me Stalker vibes shit.
Yes.
And then they DVD'd Gupta getting money, and he was counting the money. It was about 15,000 rand. Because, you know, they have, like, huge stock loss in fragrance.
Yeah.
But obviously, that's not what Gupta was doing. He sold somebody a gold chain.
Mm.
So then they called him into the office without, like, they didn't see what the transaction was. They were just trying to, like, accuse him and scare him.
Mm.
Yo, then Gupta, you know that guy's arrogant.
Yes.
He's like, are you jealous? You know, I'm counting your salary. In 2 minutes, I made that money. You have to work for, like, 35 days or whatever. Eventually, the store manager had to apologize to him. Because he didn't do anything wrong. Like, what are you doing?
He didn't. It's but that's typical media... media segment, you know, oh, this is the full story, but this is the good part. So yeah, they only show you that on the news.
Yeah,
you only see him just like counting the money.
Yeah,
in the parking lot. And obviously you thinking, but like, what would he have like stolen and sold for 15,000 rand
was from he counting the store money in the parking lot?
Yeah,
why would you do that?
Because it's Gupta.
I mean, yes, but wow.
There's so many things wrong with it.
Listen, I'll tell you what though, I do miss that kid and I do miss the good old days. I was telling one of the warehouse guys at work, I'm like, my man, you have no idea what a Gupta is until you meet my Gupta.
Yeah.
I said, like, every day it was a new thing. My guy, what are you wearing today? Versace, 10,000. Louis Vuitton, 8,000. I don't
works
know, I'm just guessing.
Works in retail though.
Tom Ford, beard oil.
He,
2 grand.
That's the thing though, he doesn't need to work.
He doesn't need to.
He doesn't even work.
No.
Like, he shows up to work. But does he work?
Who else thinks it's just the cover up for like dirty
it
underground
is, because
shit?
Because he...
I know the underground
shit. He had said to me that like, he turns trucks over.
Mm.
The other time he said like, he had boxes and boxes of grandpa in his car. Because the truck had grandpa. And I'm like... Your life is so exciting. I wish I was 19 so I could date you. But as an old woman now, like, I'm just like, what are you
isn't
doing?
Isn't he older than you?
No,
he's younger than me.
He's, well, he is 3 years younger than me, which means he's 4 years younger than
that
you.
That means he's 3 years younger than me. What are you talking about?
We discussed this.
That means he's how many years younger than me? No
he's
one wants to
only
know.
4 years younger than
I honestly thought he was the same age as, like, us. But when he said, oh no, it's my 21st birthday, I'm like, what?
Yeah, no.
Excuse me?
I was just thinking about that on the way back. I know so many people who do really dodgy business things. And I'm like, you know what? Like, if you don't live honestly, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass, like, so bad.
Like, insider trading.
I'm like,
there's this store at Cresta. It's like a designer boutique, and there's never anybody in there. Like, you know, like those stores where nobody ever goes in.
Like, you meaning customers don't go?
Yeah, customers. Like I've been there, but I'm like,
what store? What clothes?
Yeah,
clothing.
It's like they sell suits.
Okay.
And like traditional way type of thing. And then one of the girls I was working with at the time told me, no, the guy who owns it uses it to launder his money. And I'm like, but how? Can I launder your money? Can you front my business?
There's so many stores that are not busy or don't have customers in.
But it stays open.
And it stays open. And I feel like it is a front for something. Like, let's say, for example, the Pakistani guys that sell carpets. When have you ever seen anyone in that store? And when have you... Like, there's one in Bedford Centre. There was one in
And they are quite expensive, those.
I know they're expensive, dude, but, like, they are expensive. Enough to, like, pay your rent and your salaries and stay open as long as you have.
And it's not like you see people with trolleys of carpets, like, walking...
Yeah, even in Bedford.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, people who probably could afford that.
There probably are people, but I mean, like, one carpet every so often.
They probably sell, like, one carpet a month.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But the store stays open.
Month after month.
For me, that feels like it's a front for something. They're laundering their money there.
Even these, like, some of the stores in Eastgate, like, why? Why?
Did you see there's a new aeronautics store opening?
Aeronautics?
A really expensive, stupid-ass, pilot-looking brand.
Oh.
For pilots.
Oh.
There is only one I've ever... The only other store I've seen like that is in Sandton and Mall of Africa.
Are there a lot of pilots here?
There might be, because, like, you know, the airport's not that far. Adam's a pilot. I'm sorry I said your name. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. He doesn't wipe, so we're good.
And I didn't say anything bad about him.
But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's going to look like Tom Cruise walking around as Maverick.
Unless it's like they needed to open it as a stock list. Because it's not accessible wherever it is.
It's a weird brand to open in a weird area that doesn't technically make money.
If I were a criminal.
If I were a boy.
I don't know.
I see you in like a mob.
Me? A mob?
Yeah, you'd be like in the Russian mob or something. Okay. You'd be like associated with, you know, that criminal family.
Like, it's a family business type.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, we take you out.
You guys
out,
just whack people. Take them swimming with the fishies.
Take care of them. You?
You're Adrian.
Shanice.
I feel like she'd be a creative accountant.
A creative accountant?
Yeah, a con artist.
Oh. Oh, someone who fudges the books.
Yes.
Nali would be...
I think I'd just be a burglar, guys.
Just your regular...
Anywhere
where you can operate by yourself.
Yes.
Because I think you would be quick on your feet, in and out.
Agile.
Taking whatever you want. Though a lot of people don't. They don't operate on their own, do they? If you like if you burgle a house, for instance.
Yeah. And I had a... encounter with someone who had been to jail for, like, they would do jewelry stores in the mall and stuff.
Yeah,
it's actually not that lavish, guys. They're always high. He said they always have to be high and not like weed high, like cocaine.
They have to be high to break in.
Yeah, because it's like, you know,
if you have a
and like then you have to split the money and you got caught.
And you're, like, you're risking your life as it is.
And you never have peace, you know, like, when you're at home, you just hear, like, noises.
Exactly.
Or...
like, they're coming for me.
The other thing I wouldn't mind being, if y'all have seen Breaking Bad, I wouldn't mind being, like, not quite the middle guy, but, like, the go-to guy. I'm trying to think of his name.
Like a connect.
The really old man in Breaking Bad, if y'all have seen it.
The
bodyguard guy. I wouldn't mind being him.
No, I only seen like a couple of episodes and I just got the gist that guy was cooking meth.
Not that guy. The old man that runs the chicken, So there's the guy that runs the chicken restaurant that's fronting it for a cocaine trade. But there's the little old man who's like his go-to bodyguard to like watch out for things. Like a private investigator.
But I've on the wrong side of the law.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like I would also have you guys seen that movie Focus?
Yeah.
Where they it's like what it's petty theft, like how you would maybe pickpocket someone,
yeah.
Or like you would say I steal jewelry from you and then I sell it on the internet, but I don't actually, like, I con people into,
so
double crime,
pickpocket, like that. Con artist type of thing,
where I could just do it from home on my computer.
Yeah.
Like a, you know,
like
I don't
a
have a,
criminal.
Yeah, yeah, I don't actually have to like.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think you'd make a pretty
yeah,
cyber criminal.
I don't have to like go anywhere.
Yeah.
I just need to
like that
my
guy.
Chair.
There's a real guy in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Employed himself at the, I think, Department of Health as an administrator, system administrator. He's been getting paid like for the past 8 years. He built his mom a new house in Venda. He put his siblings through college. They're only catching on now that this guy doesn't actually work here. For the past 8 years, he's been getting paid, getting bonus.
What, he just frauded the system in,
yeah,
as
just,
in like he added
he
himself
hacked,
to the payroll.
He added himself to payroll. At first I didn't get
how
it.
Do you do
like,
that?
So he just showed up to the office and no one noticed that. Like,
no.
Then they're like, no, he just put himself to. I was like, I need that guy.
So he's just a name on
payroll.
On payroll.
A name in an account.
No one's ever met him or interviewed
nothing.
Him.
Nothing.
Wow. Imagine. I wonder how many people the government's paying like that.
Yeah, I want. Can they add me to? Can y'all add me to something?
Add us, please.
Some dodgy things going on here now.
Dude, imagine.
That's
like,
so dodgy.
You don't have to work.
Ever for 8 years,
and
the government
just,
pays
if you
really
can do
well.
That, dude, you can obviously just give yourself an increase,
yes.
Whenever,
but obviously to not raise suspicions.
Yeah.
Or you can do, I don't know if you guys seen the movie The Office Space.
Mm-mm.
Where they, these three guys are just tired of their like boring dead end jobs, so what they want to do is the one IT
sounds
guy
like all of us.
Hacks 1 cent from everyone's bank account, so that over 3 years it accumulates like a mill, and then they split.
Mm.
But he made a mistake.
Oh,
and the day he processed the hacking was the day that the company burned down, so there's no trace of it. So they each got a mill the next day,
yeah.
Rather than a cent over 3 years kind of thing. So there's people that do that too, because no one's gonna query why 2 cents is missing out of your
account. Yeah, I heard about those scams where like they take like 1 rand from like 10,000 people, whatever.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be like, FMP, where's my 1 rand? You're not even gonna, it's not even gonna show up on your like
statement. Yeah,
type
exactly.
Of thing.
So they target denomination.
They just write it off, basically.
Yeah.
That no one would ever catch on or see.
If you ever connect, think about calling me.
I don't know if I wanna go to jail for fraud though. Eventually you will get caught. I know people
say that. That's the wrong mentality to have.
This is why I'm not a criminal.
Oh my
Mali.
Gosh, bro.
I don't know if they do the same thing here as what they do in America, but for certain white collar crimes,
mm-hmm.
they have a federal prison.
Okay.
That you go to, which is just as bad as normal prison, but it's a little bit
safer.
Yeah,
in a sense,
you're not going to be with murderers and shit.
In a sense, so you're with people who deal with, like, money scams, fraudulent identity theft. You know, it's not your rapists, your murderers.
Your meth cookers.
It's, so I don't know if they have the same thing here of just prison.
Yeah, I wonder.
I know.
We should Google it.
I think it's in the holding cells. They told me in the holding cells, they put all the drunkards together so y'all can be hungover together.
Why do you know so much about so much?
But what's messed up is like back when weed used to be illegal, they could put you with someone who's coming down from like some other hectic shit because you guys are both in here for narcotics. That was my biggest fear, guys. Yo.
Oh, you there with someone who's
hallucinating, they're breaking
going
out
through
in cars, and you're just like, oh my god.
And now you tripping
yo,
also.
Yo, Jehovah, I promise I'll never smoke weed again, just get me out of
well,
here.
Well, maybe that's punishment enough.
Guys, smoking weed, for real? Are you for real?
Yeah, if you drive on that shit, you kill someone else's life. I mean, or you take someone else's life, and you end up okay.
No, he's not like that.
Yeah, but you can't drive when you're on
Please,
weave. A
please.
weed. Yeah, you can't drive on weave. I support this.
My
English today is
That's
shot.
okay.
I'm gonna need like
No, Chup
captions.
Chup was on cocaine or cat or whatever
Oh, when he killed.
when he killed those children. And
Yeah.
now
I'm killing myself
he's
if that
out
ever
here
happens. I'm just putting it out there.
exposing people's affairs.
I would never live with myself. I'm that much of a chicken.
Yeah, I know.
Life for life.
Yeah,
Cookie
just
for a
don't do it
cookie.
while you're in prison, because if you inform on someone, you're already dead.
You as good as dead, yeah.
No, you are dead.
No.
You
True.
inform on another prisoner, you are dead.
In here, South Africa.
I
Everywhere. Oh.
would not survive in prison.
I
It's basically
wouldn't.
like snitching on someone else
Oh, please give this
to
guy
like
away.
lessen your life sentence or something. And then
Yeah.
if all the other prisoners find out, just so that you can get out, yo,
Like 6ix9ine.
they kill you.
They gonna
Yes.
kill that guy.
He's
Is
back.
he out?
I don't know where he
They
is.
couldn't kill
Six
him.
nine. Who's
6ix9ine,
6ix9ine?
the he's a
No.
rapper.
369.
No,
No,
6ix9ine.
his name's 6ix9ine.
What did he do?
He
He informed.
snitched
On who?
to get a lighter sentence. I don't know what was the charge, what he was being,
Charge for.
yeah, or
Snitches
trialed
get
for.
ditches.
See, he did. As soon as he out of there, he did.
The life of a criminal is really hard, guys. I mean, sure, it's nice when you spend the money. But even that money, you're spending it
It's
because it's
dirty.
dirty.
And I don't think you get the same satisfaction. To
Yes.
me, in my head, you
Yeah.
wouldn't get the same. When you're spending, it's like when you're spending someone else's money and they, I don't know, that's just me.
No, finish your sentence.
Like, this is stolen money. It's black. It's
Because if
dirty.
I was spending someone else's money, I'd be very happy.
Yeah, because my bank account doesn't
Yeah,
have
you
any,
know
so
what I
it's
mean?
dirty.
I'm
Not
just
if you
like.
stole it. If someone gave it to you, yeah, fair and square, that's fine. I'm saying if you stole someone else's money, you wouldn't get the
If I
same.
stole Jacob Zuma's money, I
It w
don't
I don't
know
know if
if
you'd
I
get
would
the
feel
same.
bad.
I mean, you could be like, yeah, buy me all
It's
these things,
Jacob
but
Zuma's money, dog. Like,
I don't know. I don't think it would be the same
because
for
you
me.
stole it from me to begin with. Let's start there. Pay back the
You haven't
money.
paid it,
Ha ha
paid
ha.
taxes for almost a
Exactly.
year.
I paid taxes for years, my man. Okay? But if I stole money from someone in an old age home, yes, I would feel bad. Definitely.
And when you bought that McDonald's burger, it would just
Have
mess
you
up
seen
everything.
the movie I Care a Lot?
I
It's on
care
Netflix now.
a lot. You know that movie?
That's a scam.
The plot is great, but then towards the end, I'm just like, nah, everything can't work out for you, girl. It doesn't work that way. You cross the mafia, and this is how it works out for you. I felt like it was a bit too far-fetched.
She dies.
She doesn't die.
She does.
I care a lot.
Yeah.
With that guy who played Tyrion Lannister. She doesn't die,
She
babe.
does. She got shot.
Yeah, she gets shot, but she doesn't die.
She had to have.
No, in the end, her and the mafia guy
I
get
don't
into a
know.
deal where
Yes.
he's like, I'm gonna fund you for this. Because
Yes.
remember, he ends up under her care.
Yes.
Yeah, she doesn't die.
She does. She gets shot.
Like at the end,
At the
end.
end, yes, she gets
Oh.
shot by the guy who
You didn't
she was
finish the
looking
movie.
after the mother, and she wouldn't let the son come and see the mother, and the mother passed away, so he lost his mind and shot her for pun. So she does die.
Oh, I'm satisfied now because I was just like, no ways.
I
No,
never,
so
I know I
everything
haven't
goes
watched
well
it.
for her, but like her final like thing that went well for her was that she dies for doing such a heinous thing.
Is she
So
like a good person now?
this is what happens. She targets old people that live by themselves,
Is she?
and she comes to your house and she's like, the government has put you under my care, okay? Now you have to
The
come
legal
with me.
guardian.
Yeah, I'm your legal guardian. You have to come with me for one night, okay? And we're gonna get this whole thing sorted out. And then she like places cops like there in the road, and she's like, well, if you don't come with me, you know the cops are gonna make you come with me, type of thing. So what do? You go with her for the night. She said it's for one night, you know, we're gonna be
To
fine
an
the
old
next
age home.
day, type of thing. Next thing, you can't leave. now she's in charge of your bank accounts, and she's obviously targeting semi-wealthy people, whatever. Mm. Now you're under her care, and she puts you in this old age home thingy. Your family can't get a hold of you. You're literally dependent on her.
Mm.
And she makes her living by, like, spending your money and things like that. And,
like, managing your estate.
Yeah.
But the twist is that because if a doctor deems an old person unfit to look after themselves, that's when a legal guardian is signed to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she's in cahoots with the doctor to make sure that any old person they take on, they drug them enough to deem themselves unfit to look after themselves.
Wow,
so they can
okay.
go through the court. Right. Just to make it look feasible. But the thing is now is that, what were you saying?
She, takes this guy's mother, and he's in, like, the Russian mob or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, things have changed now. You're not just messing with Kaylee, Padiyati's mom or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, then he, like, posts some gangster shit, but she's like, listen, I'm smarter than you. Then she gets this mafia guy under her care type of thing.
Mm.
That's why I was like, nah. This movie is too far-fetched type of thing. But I don't know. She dies at... I'm glad she dies at the end. Yeah. I hate it when
it just sounds like she got
too...
what she deserved.
Yeah, so basically once she's got this old person signed legally to her and she's got them in an old age home, she's in with that doctor in that old age home because she sculpts rooms out people. And then she'll say to them, no, keep them on this drug so that they don't have, like, a memory of what's going on or...
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
that's a scam.
She
maybe I should watch it.
Almost abuses these old people for their money.
Yeah.
I'm scared of old age homes.
But it's like also like such a mind fuck because
it really is.
All you had to do was stay in your house and not go with her. Do you know what I mean? It's like I even wonder as a person, would I stand my ground like that firmly? Like someone's like, this SAPS dude, like, you know, you can do whatever you want, but I'm just here from the government type of thing. Like,
I wouldn't trust it. I don't think.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
Also, I absolutely adore Rosamund Pike. She does all the weird psycho thrillers.
She does. She was in
Gone Girl.
Yeah.
And
Pride
and Prejudice. Oh shit! She was Jane. That's the opposite.
Yeah.
She was Jane, dog.
That was her debut movie.
Yeah. I was saying...
Wait, she's the older sister.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's the one that gets married to Mr. Bingley.
Mr. Bingley.
For me, I always thought, like, as an actor, you get branded. You know, like,
You only do comedies.
Yeah.
Romantic.
Yeah, like, you'll only find Johnny Depp doing all the weird characters.
Yeah. You only find Keira Knightley in a period movie.
Yes. So they typecast her as the psycho.
Like that guy who played Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
Mm. Momoa.
Momoa.
He's so gorgeous.
He's like your tribal grunt guy.
It's because he is New Zealand. Is he a Kiwi?
Hey?
Is he a Kiwi?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he?
I know he's like from a... He's an import.
Yeah, I think
he's
so.
He's exotic.
I mean, he looks exotic, but is he?
He is.
He definitely is.
You can tattoo
even with that.
Tattoo on someone and
call yeah no a, but yeah. Even with the surname
Moa.
It sounds islandy.
He's an import definitely.
Yeah, he's probably
gorgeous
married.
And he's married to Lisa Bonet. They make a weird wonderful couple.
Is that
Lenny Kravitz's ex
baby mama
ex-wife?
It's like
they know they were married.
What's that chick's name? Persia White.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband. Mm-hmm. Also very weird for me.
I haven't seen her husband. I thought
that
she
guy
was...
from Originals, dude. He's Klaus Mikkelsen's.
What? She's married to him. She was Lenny in Girlfriends. She's my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. I thought she was lesbian in real life.
No.
Maybe she had a face, but she's married
she could be
to
fine.
Yeah. She's married to Klaus Mikkelsen's.
Wow.
I was this day old when I
learned. Was this... No, I'm Googling them as soon as we're done here.
For real.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
I like her. She's really pretty.
No judgment.
Nope. Yeah. Do your thing, ma.
Do you want?
I feel like going for younger guys is just in my blood now. My mom did it, so one of us must do it.
You know, I was reading.
Okay, that's one way to look at it.
When I was dating a younger guy, I like to do research. I should have been a research something, hey, because I really like to do research.
You can do.
I wish I had a data analyst when I was, you know, necessary.
Yeah. So oh yeah. Perks of dating a younger guy. You'll get Pinterest dates. They'll go all out. Most of the time, they wouldn't have had their heart that gutted. Maybe they crushed from primary school, kissed another guy, but you know. Type of thing versus dating someone who's like 38. They've had and their who's heart done it crushed
yeah.
so many times.
Several.
They like go with the flow, and you know, in the under the sheets, their between rebound the sheets. Time is quicker.
Rebound time.
To yeah, when age? You know when it flops, when it comes and then it flops,
and oh.
he can get hard again.
The death and resurrection time.
The death and resurrection time.
3 days.
Well, yeah, will be quicker. And, you know, as women, we sexually mature later or whatever. So you'll have someone who's sexually compatible with you for longer. Oh, yes,
like we're going to be frisking our 40s type of thing.
Yeah.
When you're in your 40s, maybe he's like in his mid-30s. He can still compete. He can still fight for it.
I'm hitting the dirty 30 this year. Oh, yeah. If you see me just acting up, you know, when summer hits or whatever, just mind your own business. I deserve that. Okay?
Well, hot girl summer.
Yeah, just mind your own damn business. Be happy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Send me love and light.
You're going to see wearing a lot of summer dresses.
You know?
Yeah. So those are some of the perks of dating a younger guy.
Nice. Excuse me.
I don't know. I feel like the... yeah, it sounds great, but the younger guys that I like, I just no.
Had a breach.
No, they still, they haven't hit like proper maturity. Yes.
Let me tell you something, okay? I'm dating a 45-year-old. Men will be immature forever.
That's true.
Forever.
That is true.
Like some level.
Like, there's a part of them that will never grow up.
Ever.
No.
And that's just something you have to accept.
I thought that was just my father.
No.
No.
It's the reality of testosterone, maybe. I don't know. But men in general, they're...
There's no actual growing up. There's only faking.
Hmm. They just get responsibilities and bills, but they...
They're still a child.
Yeah.
Excellent. I have that to look forward to, which is nice.
It's fun. You get to look after a child and your husband.
Don't worry about the age, babe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that all?
Yes, I think so. On the matter.
That's all from us. Be safe. Hot girl summer's on the way.
Drink responsibly.
Don't wreck on your... winter on your summer body in winter.
No, that's where that and my trainer always
in September.
Oh,
because wow,
that would be a waste.
Because wow, girl.
Okay.
What I'm not working on my summer body, but I should be because look at this.
I'm not, but I should be. But I'm going through a weird stage.
So. I am because I took a bet in pole.
Oh.
Yeah. I made a bet with two other girls that. On the 1st of September, whoever's not down in the middle splits has to fork up 200 rand.
Oh, God.
And I'm unemployed, so, you know,
right.
I'm going to be down. That's painful for
you.
Yes.
You are in eternal hot girl summer body.
Exactly. Aww. You don't gain weight, girl.
Ever.
I we fluctuate, weight,
girl.
I fluctuate so bad.
My mom says I was chubby at some point. We keep having this fight, and I'm like, I was happy being chubby, okay? I just... coincidentally lost the weight. I wasn't aiming to lose weight. I wasn't like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
But you also have a fear of getting fat, which I think helps your cause a little.
Yeah, but that's more like around food type of thing.
Oh, you know what I mean? Your like, relationship with food.
That's more like how we spoke about this. Like,
if, is it
like,
not a? It's not a body image thing.
Yeah, it's more like if I see like a steak, ne? And the fat is not rendered down. I'm going to eat everything except the fat type of thing.
Mm.
It's more like when I'm getting achar out of the jar, I'm going to use a fork because I wanna sip want to sip through the oil. I don't want the oil type of thing.
All right.
Yeah. Because in my mind, if you just like partaking of the fat, What do you think is gonna happen?
For sure.
I love the fatty part. This is the best.
But it has to be rendered down, guys. I can't. I just feel like that's sloppy cooking as well.
You're such a weirdo.
How are you gonna give me like a whole steak with like, when you cook a steak, when I fry a steak, I'm going to put it face down, I'm going to turn it, and I'm going to turn it
onto the side
where the fat is, so it renders down, because I am a normal human being.
If you want to render fat down fast and proper, before you cook it, when it's raw, take your salt, and you only apply like quite a thick layer of salt on the fat.
Mm-hmm.
Do your steak next, and then stick it in the oven for 10 minutes on high, and let the salt burn the fat.
Oh.
It dries it out straight away. I do it with my pork chops to make crackling.
Oh, yummy. Yes.
That's like giving me crackling. That's not cracking.
Mm.
You it's are just trying to give me a heart condition.
Okay.
Mm.
On that note, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
And share.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Eavesdrop podcast. Don't forget to like and follow our podcast to check out our other episodes as we upload every Wednesday. You can follow us on Instagram at eaves_drop_podcast. Or you can follow us personally and you'll find our handles in the bio. Thanks again for tuning in and we'll see you again next week.